I absolutely love chatting to our love doctor. Her name is Kim Kalusek. She's a trained psychologist here in the Upper Hunter, and you can catch up with her yourself at Fairholme Doctor Surgery in Singleton or Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook. If you have any questions for her, pop them in our question box on Instagram at 98.1 Power FM. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Dana.
Let's get straight in because we've got some great questions coming through. You can also call me on 654-11981. Our question one is anonymous. We're coming into summer and I want to talk about body image. I don't feel comfy in a bikini, but I want to change the way I think about my body. Where do I start?
Look, this is a great question that comes up quite often, and particularly, you know, even from young teenage girls. Look, what we have to acknowledge is, as women and a society, we're constantly bombarded with unrealistic pictures of, you know, celebrity women, movie stars.
Absolutely, all the time.
Yeah, that's right. Their roles are painted out. You know, men lust for these images and we try to emulate it quite stupidly. I can tell you what, I recently saw an unedited photo of J-Lo and she has cellulite. Just like the rest of us women.
Don't we all? Exactly. Yes. It exists and it's nothing to be ashamed of, but it's trying to get past that mental barrier.
Absolutely. So, look, I think our viewer needs to look at her body like a machine, in that it's about having a machine for fun, for exercise, to engage in life, not a coat hanger to hang clothes off.
That's true.
So find a swimsuit she feels comfortable in. Definitely don't follow the current fashion, which is currently those bottom-eaten swimmer pants. I don't know how anyone wears those.
It's pretty much a G-banger, isn't it?
Well, pretty much like picking dental floss out of his teeth. It'd be so uncomfortable. But just find something she's comfortable in and just embrace her inner beauty. That's really what we all need to do as women. Those pictures are false out there in the universe.
Absolutely. Well said, Kim. Our second question, also anonymous. Friends with benefits. How do I make it work? I always seem to catch feelings.
Well, isn't this cute? do we catch feelings? It's sort of cold. That's very interesting. So, look, I think that the viewer needs to decide, do they really want a friends with benefits relationship? You know, maybe deep down they really want a relationship. Because why are they having feelings for these people if they don't want an emotional connection?
That's true.
At some level, I think our viewer is deluding themselves. I think they might want a relationship. And, you know, what is the problem about having feelings for someone? Like I said, we're not catching these feelings like the flu. You develop them out of attraction. So I'm wondering whether that, you know, our viewer might need to see a relationship counsellor just to work through, you know, whether they're really being honest with themselves about what they're wanting out of relationships. And are they trying to avoid emotional connection to cover up something else?
Well, great idea. Seeing a psychologist has helped me in the past. We're chatting with our love doctor, Kim Kalusek. You can catch up with her yourself at Fairholme Doctor Surgery in Singleton or Brook Street Medical in Muswellbrook. Thank you so much for the advice for our listeners this morning, Kim.
Thanks for having me, Dana.